Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute, our weekly podcast where we talk about the movie Blade Runner 60 seconds at a time. We take 60 seconds of the movie and we talk about it.
We watch it.
And obviously we'll watch it. Don't sass me.
But we don't talk about it for 60 seconds.
No. We take the 60 seconds, we watch it, and then we talk about it on this show. And that's what we do.
I'm Sandra.
And she's Sandra. And today is minute 20.
Yes.
And minute 20 starts with the VK test on Rachel. It ends with the VK test on Rachel.
There's a lot of VK tests.
Yeah, we're going to be on this test
back
for a while.
In the VK.
Wow, scooter reference.
Yeah. So
no
it
one's
starts with
that.
With Deckard prepare. Well, we may. Our stats showed we had UK listeners.
We probably
and
do.
Germany listeners, like,
you think that VK machine is heavy? He's carrying it around in a briefcase, right?
Like, if a laptop, when they first designed the laptops, right, they took a whole bunch of bricks and said, how much can people hold? Right, this thing has to weigh more than that. It seriously has to be heavier than a laptop. There's a lot of it. There's a big screen. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff. We didn't see him carrying this stuff in, but you got to figure he has at least a couple of duffel bags.
So, Deckard's sitting in Terrell's office. He's sitting across from Rachel.
They dim the lights.
They dim the light.
With your future shades.
With the future shade. And they're, he's trying to...
He's setting up the machine and moving the doodads and adjusting things and setting everything up. Yeah. And they're doing that She sits down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do the close-up of the eye.
I'm shaking because I peed.
Okay, that's what he looked like. I was like,
peed
that's
my
what
diaper.
The babies do. And they do that close-up of her eye to show, like, I guess to get
machines,
a baseline response.
The
same way on a lie detector test. You get a baseline of standard questions like, what's your name? Where do you live? Do you smoke? Stuff like that. Things
and,
that they can see what's a yes or no.
She's there. Terrell put her in the chair. He told Deckard, let's put the test
do
on
her.
I want to see a negative before a positive. What do you think Rachel does at Terrell?
I get the sense that she seems like an executive assistant. She does say we, so
that's
she obviously
sexist.
Works there. Only because...
That is sexist.
Because Tyrell comes in and he tells Deckard what to do. And usually when you come to a big company, you don't see the person you want to see first. There's someone in front of him.
Mm.
So whether it's like a lower level executive or an executive assistant, you don't get to the president first.
I think,
you get to his secretary first.
I think she's his wife.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They didn't seem to feel any like emotional.
Well, she only married him for money. And
yeah, but he may have married her because she's a young, pretty thing.
Yeah. That's why there's no connection. That's
no,
why
but
you
then
don't
he
feel...
would have been touching her.
Well, he's not into PDAs.
Yeah, I disagree, but that's
and
okay.
Deckard's there.
We're allowed to disagree.
And he doesn't want to...
But he does the same measurements on her eye that we saw in the first test.
Holden put on
Holden
Leon.
McNeil?
Holden McGrine. Put on Leon.
Yes.
Same test.
Trotsky.
Wow. What's the first question Deckard asks?
So
Rachel?
The first question she asked. Now she goes, "Is it all right if I smoke?"
You may smoke. It won't affect the test, he says.
Yeah, and she very like
right.
Exaggerated, like almost all her movements are exaggerated. When she walks, she has this very stiff, upright walk where you hear her heels click.
She's flirting
against the ground. I don't know if she's flirting.
Yeah, she's flirting.
I don't think that's
she
flirting.
She knows what she's got. She knows what she looks like. She knows how she can move, and she's moving that way.
And she smokes in this very...
Yeah, for Deckard. Yeah, it's all for him.
With her hand very exaggerated.
It's definitely all for his benefit.
But the first question after they do the close-up of her eye and take this baseline is, it's your birthday, and someone gives you a calf skin wallet. What happens?
I don't know, because you just watched the minute, but from what I remember, she says, call the police or something.
Yeah, she's
right?
Like, I report them to the police.
Report them to the police. So, making anything out of animals now
is a no.
It's a big no. That's the third or fourth reference we've had to.
So the first one had the
special
tortoise,
circumstances
right, on its back
with animals. Yeah.
Right. So almost all these questions, see, like so far, we have two questions. Yes.
Yeah.
Of animals, I guess one is in distress and another is a dead animal, right? Because calfskin wall is a dead animal. I wonder why they keep using animals, and then we have this artificial animal, and what's a tortoise? I've never seen a tortoise. Turtle, I know what that is. I guess animals are scarce, right?
In this instance, it seems like a go-to question on a Voight-Kampff test, because if you're a replicant, you may not have a wide enough knowledge of what's going on.
You don't care.
Well, it was asked twice. We've seen two Voight-Kampff tests, and we've had animal questions on both tests. And I think they were both designed to throw the machine off. The machine meaning the...
Because it may not know how to respond to the
animal. Right, exactly. If you don't know that we're living in a world where animals are extinct and
they... But if a machine was there even for a few months, they may already know that. I think the point is that they don't care, because they were talking about that empathy response.
Well, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. If he could tell by the blood pressure and all the
Right, you can learn the right answers to these questions, but that doesn't mean your body will respond the right way.
Exactly.
Like when you see someone you like, your eyes automatically dilate, you may blush when you see them. You can't control that your body is doing those. So you may be saying with your mouth, I don't like that person.
That's what slipped Leon up in the test, if you remember. What's a tortoise? I don't know a tortoise. They stuck with that tortoise question for about 30, 40 seconds. So it was his downfall. It was...
I think he knew he wouldn't be able to have the right body responses, and he was trying to throw that guy off.
That's what led to Billy Mumfrey's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
And here he's...
Mumfrey or Mumford?
Billy Mumfrey. I thought it was Mumford?
I can't remember.
Do you even get what I'm referencing?
Yes.
What?
It's the movie.
No, it's Seinfeld. It's the book that George was
supposed
to read.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you.
International Intrigue.
But I think
yes, that's what led to Billy Mumfrey's downfall.
But I think Leon knew that he wouldn't have the right physiological responses, and he was trying to throw the test taker.
Well, Leon had a gun under the table the whole time,
because
apparently.
He knew
he was...
Because he knows he can't pass that test.
Yeah, he knew whatever was going to happen.
But Rachel sits down with just cool confidence. Can I smoke?
Yeah.
Can I smoke?
Well, what do you... Yeah, I mean...
So you get a calfskin wallet.
So obviously Rachel's not a replicant then. Good thing...
Yeah, she must be like, okay, I have no problem taking this test. So the next question they ask is, you're a little boy, shows you his butterfly collection, and he shows you the killing jar. And she looks at him, and she pauses.
Oh, she didn't answer
yet,
right?
That's it. We don't know what she answers. But here's this third question about a living thing.
Yeah, they want to know how you react.
One in distress, one already dead, and one shows you how to kill.
Animals. Why is that so important in this world? Mom, your brother,
you know why,
your
I
sister,
because,
your car.
Because anyone can have problems with their mother, or their brother, or their sister, or their car.
Not a robot.
But those are things that some people have good, like, experiences with their families, and some people don't. Animals are, like, removed from you, but you should be able to feel empathy for when they're suffering. Like, when you see one of those terrible, terrible videos on YouTube or Facebook, and everyone's like, oh my God, that person should go to jail.
Unless you've never seen an animal before.
And not unless you've never seen it. Unless you don't have those responses. Because we look at those animals, and we may remember a pet, and may remember our own suffering from our own past. A replicant doesn't have that. They were born as an adult with no background. They got nothing in there.
Right. Which is very fitting for what we're about to hear.
So, like, you got to figure they don't have that background to build empathy, right? Like, little kids don't naturally know empathy. It's something that you really have to teach them. Like, ooh, mama got a boo-boo, make it better. Like, we teach those things to our children.
Is that right? A kid let loose will just destroy, like, a cat's face or something? I don't think so.
Well, when they're infants, we wouldn't be able to know. Like, we can see when they're very little, like newborns, that they do have some kind of empathy. But there are kids that need to be taught empathy. Kids get sympathy way better than empathy. Adults get sympathy way better than empathy. But that's a whole nother conversation. Sympathy is easier than empathy.
But it's interesting, and it's good that that you got so clinical just now, because it's a clinical minute.
It is a clinical minute.
And it's going to continue that way for the next couple of minutes.
It also brings up the idea of sympathy versus empathy.
Well, here's my point. This is why I brought up how clinical you were this minute. Why don't you try cheering up in the next minute? Huh? Why don't you try introducing some color into the commentary?
Maybe if you had some Skittles on the table, I can introduce some color.
Oh, am I not accommodating it? Look, here's popcorn. I got that.
I don't like that popcorn.
Same popcorn
this
from minute three.
I would like everyone to know this is dollar store popcorn.
Same popcorn.
That is, like, filled with really artificial butter, and it makes my tongue feel like it's wearing like a scuba diving suit or something.
I'm satisfied right now. I hit all the points I wanted to hit. How about you? With your notes, you hit everything
I'm Have really you... interested in this sympathy versus empathy idea.
Well, you're gonna find out more about it within the next like 2 or 3 minutes. Have you been to the Facebook group Happy Hour at the White Dragon Noodle Bar? Because
people have been posting their artwork and sharing some thoughts that they've had. That's
beautiful
been nice.
Stuff. Beautiful stuff. Loving the group.
Talented fans out there.
Loving the community. For people from all over, from the Star Wars Minute Listener Society, from the Fredo Corleone's Mickey Mouse Nightclub, from the Wilder Minute listening group, people I know from the, not that I know, but that I've spoken to from the Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Mike Facebook group. There's tons more. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but I'd be here for hours. Showing the love. Showing the love.
Next time have some Skittles on the table. Some Starburst or something.
Sandra, I'm going to end the minute now.
Okay, you
end your on your demands, your demanding way.
I'm part of the talent now, right? So talent can make demands.
It only took you 20 minutes, but yeah, you're in, kid. You're one of us now. But
yeah, thanks.
See you next week, guys. Bye bye. You want to say bye?
Bye.
There you go. For now.